Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. Owner Chris Wedekin sells the ductless Mitsubishi electric mini split, which is a great option to heat and cool individual spaces while blending into the decor.
You want your poker room to be dressed up? You could take a vinyl wrap and put on these. If you like the more modern look, they have styles in black, silver, and pearl white that would be more aesthetically pleasing for your rooms.
Find out more at absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Okay, so we did The Day the Music Died as our musical act for the day because today is the 64th anniversary of the plane crash that killed Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper. So let's clarify this right now. If we got to rank the top four, the Mount Rushmore of songs between those three people.
Oh.
What do we do? We got La Bamba. It's got to be on there, right?
Yep.
You got to have the Big Bopper song, Chantilly Lace. It's got to be on there. What do we do? Buddy Holly's got to be Peggy Sue.
You think Peggy Sue?
I feel like I'd put Every Day.
Yeah, Every Day is my favorite,
we got four
too.
Songs.
Right.
So we got four songs. So that.
Okay.
So
don't you need?
You got.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say Don McLean, but that's actually about the event, not from them. So okay. Okay, yeah, that's the four.
Well, I will say We Belong Together by Richie Valens is it's pretty big.
Take your personal bias out of it, Kevin.
I feel like that one's pretty big.
The average person. What would the average person
okay,
pick?
The average person definitely knows La Bamba, definitely knows Every Day.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Big Bopper.
I maintain, of all those, the Big Bopper, ponytail. We were talking about this earlier. I maintain in the moment of which it was happening. Now, we got on this earlier, and it's going to enrage me, but we're going to have this discussion, I guess, that in the moment that Chantilly Lace was arguably the biggest of all the songs. Like, certainly he didn't have the volume of work that definitely Buddy Holly or even Richie Valens did, but in the moment it was
the bigger song at the time,
right? Like there are tons of songs that in the moment are bigger or get more accolades or whatever, but do not stand the test of time. Like, for example, the album Private Dancer by Tina Turner. That album sucks. Mm. But in the moment, it won Album of the Year over Born in the USA, which had 7 top 10 hits.
Well, that's because that was a spoon-fed album
And you agree with me, right?
I completely agree with you because the record companies had so much money sunk into Tina Turner's return that they were forcing it on people and... That's
right.
Why it got so much airplay.
Because Private Dancer has Private Dancer and What's Love Got to Do With It. Those are the two big songs off Private Dancer. That's it. Born in the USA had 7 top 10 hits. And there's no way, but yet it won the Grammy and was Album of the Year, which is wholly ridiculous. But over time, what album stands up better, obviously, is Born in the USA.
Yeah,
yes,
Born in the USA was built to last.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the point is, in terms of, thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate you.
Yes, exactly.
I will say it did stand the test of time.
But in the moment in which the songs were being released, obviously Peggy Sue or Every Day or La Bamba are over the test of time or universally played, listened to, whatever, than Chantilly Lace. But I think you could make a compelling argument that in the time in which it was released, that the Big Bopper had the biggest of all the hits.
Yeah, and I think Every Day from Buddy Holly got more popular afterwards.
Yeah,
I feel like it was in a few movies. And,
yeah.